Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Matt Brady Show. I'm your host, Matt Brady. This year should serve as the final nail in the coffin for the non-playoff bowl games. You've got players opting out, teams opting to not even participate like we saw with Marshall. And it just genuinely feels like none of these games matter anymore. I mean, does anybody actually get excited anymore to watch the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl featuring Memphis and West Virginia? Bowl games have been trending down since they introduced the four-team playoff, and it's no longer the winner of the Big Ten and the winner of the Pac go play each other in the Rose Bowl. Now it feels even more like they don't matter. I'm just here to watch the college football playoffs. So I want to talk a little bit about some of my ideas of how we could potentially save them or either sort of reform them to something that actually would genuinely create interest, which could be a good thing for college football, for the players and the sponsors. I mean, when you have somebody like Cam Ward, who is projected to be a top three quarterback, if not the number one overall pick, he may be the quarterback that everybody wants. You know, Carson Beck would be up there as well, but it's going to also hurt players if you look at what Cam Ward did, where he said, hey, I'm going to play the first half and break the record, and then I'm going to go sit down. And his team ended up losing. So instead of being able to talk about during the draft how good of a player he was, what his career was like at the University of Miami, part of the narrative and part of his story, unfortunately, is going to be, did he quit on his team? So unfortunately, it's going to be part of the story. It's going to be part of the narrative. A lot of this has to do with teams participating in these bowl games that don't even matter. I mean, Marshall flat out said, hey, we didn't even want to be in it. We should just go get into the transfer portal, which, you know, that's another part of the problem. Having this earlier transfer portal, it just makes it to where teams just don't even want to participate. How do we fix the regular college bowl games? So I came up with a couple ideas. I was kind of messing around over the weekend, trying to come up with formats. And one of the first things I thought about was, what if we had a second tier playoff system, right? So I kind of put this together. And immediately after spending about like 30, 40 minutes, like, you know, carefully placing all these things in, I came up with this idea of, okay, what if we had like a second tier playoff system, right? So you could have like Alabama play the winner of Syracuse and Illinois, and maybe that's the Pop-Tart Bowl. And maybe you call it something like the Silver Bowl or something like that when you get to the end of it. And I should have immediately known that this would not be really that great of an idea, because I posted it in the Ohio State subreddit to see. I was like, you know, let me get some other college football fans that I agree with to see what they thought about. And everybody's like, yeah, that's pretty dumb. It's not going to work. Would I watch it if the teams totally participated? Yes, but it's not really that great of an idea. So then I thought a little bit more about, okay, we know at some point the playoffs are going to get expanded. It's just a matter of time before they do. So then I went and I put together this bracket and I said, what would it look like if we did actually expand the playoffs, which we know it might go to 16, might just go ahead and go to 24. What would that look like? And then I got thinking a little bit about the format, and I think I came up with something that could be kind of interesting. I put this bracket together and my thoughts about it were, okay, if you look at what they're trying to do right now, where the four highest conference champions are the ones that get to go to the highest seeding, because you want to kind of have that conference championship not only be sort of a reason to keep the conference championship, but also as something that will help those teams play one less game. That's the big argument against Notre Dame. They're not in a conference. They're not playing the 13 games that other teams are playing. They would then have an extra game by playing in the first round of the playoffs. So that all sort of works out. So I kind of thought about this format. What if when they expand to 24, which we know will happen at some point in the near future, because it's just too much excitement, there's too much money involved. What if when we go to 24, it's not just the 24 highest teams? What if we sort of keep the format we have now, which is the top 12 teams go, and then it's a culmination of, you know, the four highest conference champions. We want to keep that idea of like, you really should still be winning your conference championship. So what if the top eight seeds got byes? And in order to qualify for that top eight seed, you simply need to have participated in a conference champion. Of course, the actual champions would be higher than the other teams that lost. But right now, the way the seeding works with the only 12 teams, the loser of a conference championship, you could argue, kind of could get screwed more than, say, like a Notre Dame who didn't even participate in one. I think if you made it to where you have to at least make it to a conference championship to qualify to be in the top eight, then it sort of keeps the reason to keep the conference championships. And then you still have those teams being rewarded for making it as opposed to a team that didn't, that could still get a bye. From there on, I would say you lock the top 12 in and it's still the same system we have now. To participate in the other 12, 13 through 24, instead of just doing the ranking system we have now, just saying, okay, it's just going to be the top 24 teams total, because those teams are likely not participating in a conference championship. There's going to be about four teams that get screwed out of this that would participate perhaps in a conference championship, and they'd have to play one extra game, but that's only four teams. So hear me out. So to qualify to 13 to 24, we take bowl games, have them before the playoffs start, and they serve as a play-in tournament, kind of like what the NBA has. So what you do is you keep conference championship week. That way those teams get a week off in between. And when Army-Navy game would take place, that's where all of your random bowl games that we have now are the games that take place. So that's where you're going to have like a Sam Houston versus Georgia State, and a Florida versus Tulane, and a Navy versus Oklahoma, and all of these teams that didn't participate in a conference championship, like a Alabama and a Michigan. And that will still count in the rankings and could be the thing that puts them into the 24 through 13. So now you have these bowl games, which now matter because, oh, that could still be the thing that pushes you in. You just have to move it up. Instead of having them take place after all these teams get into the playoffs to where they don't matter, now they do matter. And it's a lot of these teams in theory wouldn't really be playing that many more extra games, because if they made it to their conference championship, they'd be playing another game anyway. Now, of course, the one game that kind of screws this whole thing up is the Army-Navy game. But I think we can all agree they're in the same conference. Just have that be a regular season rivalry, just like Ohio State-Michigan or the Iron Bowl or Georgia-Georgia Tech. You know, all of those just final things. Just have Army-Navy be a standard conference game. It would still be just as big of a rivalry. And this year it would have, you know, a lot of people would have watched it in any way because both of the teams were great in their conference and were on the path to competing for the conference championship. Army did, you know, compete. I know we have the tradition of it being kind of its own thing, but I feel like, hey, you could totally move it there. Nobody's going to complain. If anything, it adds more impact to the game because now it actually matters instead of sort of just being like an exhibition. You have Army-Navy take place during the normal rivalry final weekend. Then you have conference championships. Then the week that would be Army-Navy is now bowl game week, which sort of serves as a play-in. Then you go into the playoffs in an expanded format. So now if you look at some of these games, now they really matter. Alabama-Michigan. Okay, maybe Michigan isn't going to beat Alabama and get in, but if Alabama were to, say, lose again, uh-oh, now you're out, and somebody else could jump in. So that's where I kind of put this bracket together, and I said, you know, And again, the rankings are just kind of what they are. It's more just sort of for like a quick guide for people to look at things. Because as I'm recording this, there's still some of these games that haven't taken place. Some have, right? Like Colorado lost. Okay. So now a Colorado, which if you just went by the end of the season rankings, would be in, is now out. So now your bowl games matter because in theory, it's just like the NBA with the play-in. And it's just now like another playoff game. If you do it to where they matter in the rankings, then it's fine. And you can still have all these bowl games. I mean, there's like 36 games, and maybe it's still enough to push you in to participate. The networks would love it because now there's interest. The NFL playing games in this, you know, in this weekend, it's going to hurt the ratings because nobody cares. People want to watch the NFL. Now you have a reason to watch these big bowl games. All the sponsors still get to do it. All the players are like, hey, this matters. This could get us to a national championship. And it's sort of another artificial way to expand the playoffs even further without having the bracket get that much bigger. And teams still get a rest. Teams still get a week off. Don't make it a conference championship. Then, okay, you still get a bye, and then you go into the bowl game. And, you know, some teams will lose, obviously, and others could make it in, and then maybe those teams get a go. I think that would probably be the only way you could do it to where you could save the bowl games, because the route it's going now with players opting out and teams opting out, they just feel like they don't even matter. But if you do it this way and you put it beforehand, you could still just have, hey, here it's going to be this site, this site, this site. And so this team gets to go here. This team gets to go here. Pitt and Toledo played in the Game Above Sports Bowl. That game went to 6 overtimes. Imagine if that game actually mattered as opposed to just being a bowl game after the season. Could be way more exciting, way more fun. And I mean, Vegas would love it too. So, but hey, that's it for us today. If you like the show, be sure to hit that like button, hit the subscribe button if you want more content, and give us a review on iTunes. If you want an opinion shared in the show, leave a comment or send us an email at themattbradyshow@gmail.com, and we'll see you next time.
AI of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.